This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Eric Chiafalo heard a lot of great things about this show, so he decided to dive in. And Eric, I just want to check something. Have you ever been on the payload as a segment?
Yes, which is part of the reason why, because I was on it last week.
Oh, that backfired on me.
No, but that's why I joined AM on the FM yesterday and today, just to sort of cleanse the palate. And get back to neutral from that disaster of a load from last Thursday.
Be honest with me here.
Oh, my God.
I'm not on certain text chains. Did Kevin text you and go, Bassick checks out way too many times this week. I need other people in here.
Oh, my gosh. He didn't just text me. He FaceTimed me.
He pleased.
He FaceTimed me. He was
begged.
Like, please, God, get in here for 4 hours. I was like, yeah. Hey, I can only do so much.
Yeah.
I'll give you a good segment because Mike is just all over the place. You've been on one today.
Thanks.
Even more so than usual.
I've been trying to, honestly.
You've really cranked this last studio. You're doing confetti and wine at home when you get home tonight?
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm whining.
Hey, I reconfigured parts of this run sheet specifically for you today.
You did a good job. We did a lot of baseball, so on your face, football.
And now it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no
idea
what it is.
Last time I ever seen Alec.
Oh,
Alec, Dad. You be quiet.
I said that. Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
It's amazing because in the talk studio right now, it almost looks like Peace-a-thon with like all the food
and all the
people just roaming around. Like it feels like an extravaganza.
That is an amazing point because Dawson's already been in here. Wolchuk, now Chiafalo. We've got cookies from Tiff's, Crumble. We've got Domino's, we've got Pizza Hut.
It's a big day.
From Tiff Treats. Congratulations, Mike. You will be missed. Thanks for all the laughs over the years. Take a load off. Allison and Guy Witherspoon. Buffalo Wild Wings Tolo Crew. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Allison and Guy are awesome.
Thank you.
They are at like almost every single one of those. I kind of want to follow up with them sometimes because I know Guy likes us. But I wonder if his wife kind of forces him to go sometimes because I think she likes us more than he does. By the way, update, Mike.
Yes.
I'm on my way with the pizza. I should be there by 1:30.
Remember, that's awesome.
He said it's going to be the best pizza you've ever had.
And this is a Tolo.
That is true.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, I know it's a Tolo. I guess I was just going to maybe like let him come up in studio.
You can do that. Back to you, Alec.
We got the question of the day, 877-881-1053, and because Mike is a wrestling guy, we're going to hear a great story from Michael Cole that he told on Logan Paul's podcast yesterday.
Did you know Tim knows him?
Yes, buddy. Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, they used to work together. You got to hear the story, Mike, of how Michael Cole got found by WWE. Ask Tim about that story sometime. It's amazing. But the question of the day today, we go back. I've kind of strayed away from this for a while. The National Day Calendar says it is National Chocolate Mint Day. So I ask you, what is the one and only best ice cream flavor? 877-881-1053, Twitch and YouTube.
If I could only have one the rest of my life, it would be cookies and cream, but I do love mint chocolate chip. But if I could only have one ice cream flavor the rest of my life, I think I would go with cookies and cream.
Chiafalo, I'm going to default to you because everyone will be furious and think my answer is stupid.
Oh, no.
This is agonizing. Well, there's really no bad ice creams.
Is there really that Skyline many good chili. Ice creams, though?
Okay, okay, okay. Of the standard
Sometimes,
regulation
like,
ice creams.
For a gallon when it's like $2 and you have to eat that ice cream, you're like,
is this just interesting?
Yeah, some brands are better than others, but like just are in terms of flavors, like I'm rocking with whatever ice cream you got, I'm down for. So this is tough, but I think Rocky Road ultimately ends up winning out for me.
Solid. Kevin?
You already know what I'm going to say. I'm not doing a bit. I think the best ice cream is vanilla ice cream.
From any company.
But see,
it all tastes the same.
Vanilla's really good. See, I disagree with you on that one. I don't think that they all taste the same.
But can I just tell you, to me, they all taste the same. But you know how I know that they don't to a lot of people? Bluebell had an outbreak that poisoned all of these people. The second it was back on the shelves, people were like, gotta have it.
It's worth it.
Gotta have it.
Give me the poison.
Well, what about what happened last time? Don't care. It's worth it.
Abe Lincoln's mom died from bad milk.
Fun fact about him, he used to like to get in a singlet and wrestle his friends on a mat in the Oval Office.
Why do you suppose that is?
He's just a competitor.
Trailblazing president right there, wouldn't
you
say?
He had a tough upbringing.
Manly man.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the wig.
So tall and lanky. He was built to be a wrestler,
didn't
right?
Did his wife go crazy, too?
I'm going to take your word for it.
What do you suppose that is?
I mean, whose wife doesn't go crazy from time to time?
Especially when you're talking to Sporanic, you know what I'm saying?
Medford?
I learned these things on CNN. They had like a big Abe Lincoln documentary thing.
So he's just ignoring that. Go ahead,
Mike. Abe Lincoln's wife had big boobs. They made sure to talk about it on that.
Huh.
So he was...
That's how they met.
That was his thing.
She was showing her boobs off.
I doubt it.
Like pushing them up. Like, I don't know, it's push-up.
I don't know who that was for. I don't know if it was for Honest Abe there.
Did push-ups exist?
I don't know if push-up bras exist, but you know how they wear those old-timey dresses and the boobs would, like, be near their shoulders?
Like, with the corsets and stuff?
Yeah. I think they're corsages.
They're not.
You could kind of rest your chin on them a little bit.
Yeah.
As the lady herself, not you actually.
Uh-huh. Well, I know Abe wasn't doing it, so.
Jeez.
Yeah, kids.
The implications on Abe that are just zooting off of Higgy right now.
Yeah.
Look it up.
It's got a lot of strong Abe Lincoln takes, but all I got to say is...
I do have some strong Abe Lincoln takes.
I didn't finish the CNN special. Wow. Did they go into what you're talking about in this special?
I don't know about that.
I actually want to watch now. This has my attention. Ice cream has kind of evaded me as I've gotten older. Like, I don't seek it out anymore.
Dude.
Because it's fine.
Come on now.
Like, when I do have it, I really enjoy it. But I don't find myself saying, I really want some ice cream. I don't do that anymore. But cookies and cream will forever be elite. Grew up on that. That was always the favorite as a kid. But Neapolitan is pretty good, too. Just so you can get that that variety.
Do you eat them all together?
No.
Or are you like, I want chocolate today or strawberry, or like, how does that work?
Like, I'll get bits of each, so I'll eat all three like at the same time, but they're kind of separated so I can pick and choose what like stash I want to go from, you know. So like, if I want to attack the chocolate first, then get that out of the way, then I've got two left over to work with, or I can just go, you know, one by one by one. Just keep alternating until they're all gone.
But no matter what, you definitely don't want to cross up the flavors. That's something that would be a no-no.
Yeah, the yams touching the mac, you know, that's a different thing. But with the ice cream, you know, we'll keep them separate. We don't blend them together. You know, we want to keep those flavors respected as they are. I like those.
Oh, I do not think Abraham Lincoln would approve of that opinion.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And to get the spoon where you get a little bit of strawberry and a little bit of vanilla.
Look, if everybody likes that, good for them. I'm just saying that would not work for me.
Let's see. We'll go to the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney's test.
That's a quality joke I said just a second ago.
That was.
Dang it, I should have been listening.
Yeah, Mike.
Talking to Cam the man
here.
Me
just thrown for a loop, man. Like,
because of the other thing I told you?
Yes, absolutely.
Look it up.
From the two.
What did Abe do?
Nope.
He was very progressive in a lot of ways.
Very progressive.
I hate everything about
like
this.
Like the insurance company?
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you talking about something like with his like thing? What are you, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. The places where he would like to put it.
Oh.
His preferences of placement.
You ever look up Log Cabin Republican?
Hopefully. All right.
That's a thing? Yeah. That's not a derogatory term.
I think that's a type of syrup.
Oh, my God.
They call him the Michael Sam of presidents.
What are you doing to Abe Lincoln, man? You're
I'm not doing
you're
anything.
Really, you're
to
really
Abe Lincoln.
Bashing Abe.
I'm not bashing Abraham Lincoln.
You're saying he bashed in a way that was progressive, I guess. That's what I'm getting from your comments. Be clear, man.
We're just going to act like we didn't hear what Chiafalo just said. Anyways.
What'd you say? Say it again.
I don't even remember. I think I do.
I thought
Medford said that.
There's so many
that was not
remember.
Me. That was not me.
How did the show get more off track with y'all?
Hey, this is it, man.
I am well aware.
If only Mike could see the fan text right now, it would make a lot of sense to him. Let's see. From the 256... Bluebell cookie two-step cookies and cream and
my
the cookie dough bites.
My wife loves that one.
It's fire.
Yeah, the one with the cookie dough bites in it, that one's really strong too.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just feel like they need more. Like, don't you feel like in cookies and cream, you know there's the ratio of actual cookies to ice cream is like pretty strong. Yeah. But with the cookie dough, you're like, let's double up on this.
Because it does excite you, though, when you get the bite of the cookie dough.
Yes.
Because you have two bites of non-cookie dough, like, on your spoon to one bite of cookie
basic
dough.
Basic Hagee vanilla ice cream, and then all of a sudden, wham!
Like,
there's the
cookie. Cookies and cream.
The cookie and the cookie dough? Not as much.
See, from the 832
I'm
Costco.
Sorry, Mike.
What happened to you? What happened to him?
When I said
strawberry ice cream, he acted like I put a piece of poop on a spoon and he had to eat it. Like, that was your face. And I'm like, I can understand if you're like, oh, I like this flavor better.
Why can't I just like what I like?
No, you can, but you acted like strawberry ice cream was like me feeding you something that you would never put in your mouth. And you'd be like, it is.
If I can help it, I will not.
I guess it like disgusts you or something.
Yeah, the channel is inner
strawberry
eagle fan.
Ice. There's so many worse things you can put in your mouth than strawberry ice cream.
Agreed.
This is actually like very on topic. This is a story about irritating your coworkers from Michael Cole.
Jeez, I feel like I've been living that.
The voice of WWE, their play-by-play man on Monday Night Raw, every Monday on Netflix now. He was talking about the story where he almost made Pat McAfee quit live at WrestleMania 37 for a very specific reason. Take a listen on the Impulsive podcast.
Pat shows up in shorts.
Yeah.
Now they were tuxedo shorts, but he shows up in shorts. So now we're about to go on the air live. It's all this pressure. I see Pat walk into the gorilla with these shorts on, and I'm like, in front of everybody, which is my bad. What the f- are you doing? You're in shorts. WrestleMania. Stephanie McMahon's there. Vince is there. All these people are there. I'm dressing down Pat.
You little bro'd him.
I did. Damn. And, you know, in the heat of the moment, I didn't think about it. Then he stormed off. And I'm like, where the f- are you going? I'm not doing the show. He goes back. He's packing his bag in the locker room to leave. He goes, just embarrassed me in front of everybody in this company.
Bro.
I'm like, and I never thought of it that way. But he was right. Now,
well, you,
because these guys are your peers, right? And you're working on the air with them. Then you're also managing. Thank God I got out of that. But then Pat, you know, he's going to pack his bags and leave. And we ended up working it out. We showed Vince the shorts, and Vince was, of course, Vince. It was great. Why are you yelling at him?
So Pat McAfee, being Pat McAfee, you know, he shows up mainly in like a black tank top to every TV taping. That's his brand.
Yep.
He showed up to WrestleMania 37 a few years ago in like cut off slacks and like a tuxedo shirt that had the sleeves cut off. So
you think
he went
Bobby
full,
Belt would do that?
Yeah, probably. He just went full Pat McAfee, and Michael Cole in front of Vince, in front of Triple H, in front of Stephanie McMahon was like, dude, what the bleep are you doing? And Pat literally, like, and I've seen some of the quotes about this, and he's retelling the story here. Like, Pat went and packed his bag and said, I'm done. Like, you just embarrassed me in front of the whole company. I'm gone. And then Vince McMahon is like, I thought it was a great idea. You know, should have sent him out there. So remember, Michael Cole used to be the boss of all the broadcasters. He's not anymore. He kind of mentioned it there. But he was like, I taught you everything you know, and you show up in cut-off slacks to WrestleMania or Super Bowl. What are we doing here, man?
Say, we're trying to have some fun. That's what we're trying to do, bro.
He's trying to take a load off, man.
Yeah,
it's a big day.
I mean, I wonder how he's going to dress when Alexa Bliss and Liv Morgan are the last two in the Elimination Chamber going after it.
Is that your prediction?
I saw one person that had a YouTube yesterday doing predictions that they would be the last two in the ring. And then a lot of people are thinking John Cena is going to win the Elimination Chamber so he can wrestle the American Nightmare.
Mm. Cody Rhodes.
Cody
right.
Rhodes at
Good
WrestleMania.
Job.
Wrestling rabbit holes.
Oh, my God.
There's a dude. There's a dude who, when I grew up watching wrestling, there's a dude who was called the Junkyard Dog, and his motions and everything. There's this dude named Fatu, and I don't think people understand this, which is fine because he's so old. Like, I don't know, maybe Junkyard Dog's dead. Is like, he's doing all the same motions. Like, his cadences and everything are the same as the Junkyard Dog. So I think it's cool that there's a dude that's like the Junkyard Dog.
Abraham Lincoln loves junkyard dogs if you take out the yard and the dogs.
Oh. By the way, I hope this isn't upsetting to you, Mike. The Junkyard Dog died like 25 years ago.
Along with Tom Landry, February 12th, 2000.
Hey, what an exclusive you guys had earlier, by the way.
Do you know what day, do you know what day Tom Landry was born on? Guess, I'll tell you if you get it right.
Thursday.
No, the date. Sorry,
Christmas
did I say
Eve.
Date? Close.
New Year's.
You got to keep guessing till you get it right.
I will not.
He said Eve, I'll say Christmas Day.
September 11th.
How is that close to Christmas Eve?
Count the days. They're not that far away.
Really not.
Think about when you're in September and you're like, it's Christmas already? How many times have
Nobody
you
says that?
That?
It's right around the corner.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I gotta
Nobody
so
goes,
many.
Never, ever forget. Now it's time for Christmas. That doesn't happen.
You can definitely start to see it coming, though, once September rolls around.
Yeah, once September 11th, you're like, woo, we're getting close.
Kind of got to start putting that budget together.
Yeah, we're a few months away.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
If it was July, I would say it's closer to 4th of July.
How is it that when I had that super long pause, you chose to say nothing, but the second I start talking to try to tease out of this segment is when you need to talk?
What do they say about comedians?
I don't know, Mike. What? They tell jokes?
Well, they can say that about them. That's true. It's all about the timing.
Mm-hmm.
So what's coming up next? I don't know why. You're already 3 minutes late.
Yeah. Whose
fault
is that? Hey,
I think we're having a coach on. He was Steve Nash's backup point guard at Santa Clara.
Almost. Coming up next, we'll do My Buddy's an Idiot, but also talk with FC Dallas head coach Eric Quill. All of it next right here on The Fan.
Quilt.
At the Bengal 37 with 2:25 in a tie game. Snap to Burrow. Back and sets. Rushed in the pocket. He is set. Maris Leofau.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk with Eric Quill, the head coach for FC Dallas. Mike is excited because there's another pizza on the way. And if you enjoyed that last segment, rest assured, Mike was laughing most of the entire break about how funny he is.
Oh, man. Hopefully you guys heard the commercial, because if you don't buy a Chevy now, I don't think you ever will.
Okay.
You should.
You should. Yeah. And the place to go is Platinum Chevrolet from the 817. This is a riot. Bravo from the 682. This is the best show I've ever heard. And this is the first time I've ever texted in. Another 682. We're going to miss Mike. I will also miss Mike, for the record. I've told Mike that. We will have more conversations next week.
Maybe just tell me when you're going to bring Noah in when he's sick. I'll come see Noah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Danny texted in. He's like, today has been off the charts. I haven't laughed so much. Gonna miss you, Mike.
Okay.
So thank you, Danny. And thank you to everybody who's given us crumble and Tiff's treats and pizza.
It has been an extravaganza of a day. Now, Maris Leofau is not an idiot, but the reason why I played that is CBS Sports ranked every rookie class based on their first year efficiency. And for the Dallas Cowboys, they ranked 27 out of 32 teams. And it said year one hits, none. Left tackle Tyler Guyton held his own for much of the season, despite some rough patches in pass protection. Maris Leofau played with his hair on fire, countering misses with splashy plays near the line of scrimmage. But nobody that they would consider a hit thus far from the draft class. I know it's just been a year and there will be more time. So unfortunately, the Cowboys have to go on the idiot list for that. Mike, I want to know what you think about this. Do you like Steve Cohen?
Is he one of those late night people? Oh, no, he's the owner of the Mets. Mm-hmm. I've never met him before. You know what? I might have met him. I think I met him last year.
What?
I think the Mets came to Texas and I believe one of my former trainers introduced me to Steve Cohen. So I think he was in town. So I just, you know, shook his hand and said hello. So I do. I think that he's trying very hard, right? The first time I'll say he failed, he tried to buy the team, like as in he bought the team, but buy that Verlander, Scherzer. Obviously, Lindor is still there and doing great, but he tried to kind of buy his way into a championship. It didn't work. Then he got out of that. Then they made it to the NLCS, and now he's kind of gone back into maybe buying a few extra things to see if it'll work.
So he has spent a lot of money, and he said, he talked to Forbes, he said he's frustrated that not more fans are showing up. He talked about they had a September series with the Nationals, with the Mets fighting for a postseason berth. There were tons of empty seats. They're low. I think they're middle of the pack, kind of, in terms of overall attendance, 18th. But he's like, That really bothers me.
Wow, 18th is low for a New York area.
And so he's like, look, we got empty seats. I'm spending money. We're trying to win. And that really bothers me. Does that comment resonate with you? Or for the fans, are you like, but you still haven't won?
Like, no, I guess I think it resonates. If you end up, I will say this, probably the fans going into the season were not excited. Scherzer had been traded to the Rangers. And I get that it didn't work out great for the Rangers, but you lose him. You trade Verlander back to the Astros. And you're looking at it going, well, going into the season, nobody thought the Mets with the Phillies and the Braves were going to compete. And then they made it to the NLCS. So if they haven't sold, let's say, a lot of tickets in the offseason after adding Juan Soto, then I would be disappointed if I didn't see a big uptick in my season ticket or partial season ticket things. I guess he's kind of challenging Mets fans. Where are you if you live in this area, this borough, as they call it there?
Now, we made allusion to this yesterday that it might be the case, but Patrick Mahomes Sr., DWI enthusiast, had to admit that his fight, quote unquote, fight with John Rocker was staged for their upcoming bout. He actually signed a contract on January 17th, so it was not legitimate because that would have violated his probation. Right now, let's take you to the pitch, and we will talk with brand new, or pretty new, FC Dallas head coach Eric Quill. Good afternoon, sir.
How you guys doing?
Good, good. How are you guys?
I'm good. I'm good. We're down here in Houston trying to stay above freezing.
Right. And do you still have training sessions outside even when the weather is like this? Or do you try to practice inside whenever possible?
Well, that's why we came down to Houston early, is to get on, stay on grass and not have to go indoors on turf and for the next few days. So it was important for us to stay on grass. And so we're outside, but it's high 30s and low 40s. So it's not bad.
Now, we have two different avenues to go with on this question. I can ask you what the last 2 months have been like, or I can also ask you, were you recruited to be Steve Nash's replacement at Santa Clara in the 90s?
Yeah, I was. But life took me in another direction, and it turned out pretty well, so can't complain. So it was a fun ride in basketball. I was playing both sports, but I think I had the profile for a soccer player more than a long-term basketball player in the professional ranks.
I have heard from parents that high school soccer is stupid if you're good at soccer. Is that true? Like, you don't want kids playing for their
varsity
school team?
Soccer? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's true. I think every situation is different, right? There's a lot of confidence can be driven from playing for your high school. There's, you get to play in front of your student body, and which is, it's kind of what you grew up as a young kid when you're going through junior, especially if you have older siblings, you've been paying attention to high school sports and wanting the opportunity to play in front of a student body. And it's a different experience than playing, say, club soccer on the weekend when, your sidelines are lined with just your parents and other soccer players. So I find that high school sports can be very valuable for the human psyche and the development of the teenage mind.
What have the last couple of months been like for you? Obviously, I know you're very familiar with the game, very familiar with the league. What's it been like getting put into this position?
It's been, again, obviously anything new and is obviously a big take on. And but I know the organization well, so it wasn't as daunting as maybe some would find it. And I'm, hit the ground running and feel very comfortable with the moves we've made so far and where we're going and how the preseason's gone. So I'm really optimistic for how we're going to start this season off. And every day is a new challenge. We're trying to keep guys healthy and try to get them in the best mindsets to take on this first part of the season and get out to a good start. And these guys have grinded. So I'm really proud of where we sit at the moment.
And you talked about your familiarity with this club. You actually played for this team back when it was the Dallas Burn, correct?
That's correct. Back in 2004, so I had a player run with Dallas as well. So it's they've taken a chance on me twice now, or actually three times, with once as a player and two as a coach. So I really am grateful to Dan and Clark and for their belief in me.
What's it like when you find out the other thing that they did for you was get Lucho Acosta?
No, I mean, that says a lot, right? It's he's been league MVP recently, and he's been the best 10 in the league for a bunch of years now, and I feel super blessed and honored to get a chance to coach him, and just in my short time so far, he's amazing. This guy plays a game that a lot of people don't recognize because he's on another planet. So I'm looking forward to what he's going to bring to Dallas and what he's going to bring to our team. And the relationship he's going to build, up front with Petar Musa and Bernard Camunga and Anderson Julio and Pedrinho, all these guys it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And so if I'm living in Dallas, I'm paying for a ticket to come watch this guy, Lucho Acosta, do what he does.
Talk with Eric Quill right here on 105 Through the Fan. You mentioned when you came back to FC Dallas that, hey, we're here to win championships. And I absolutely understand that. Do you feel good about the progress that y'all have made leading up to the start of the season that hopefully you'll be able to put yourself in that position?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's what I'm here to do. I'm not here to just exist in a role. I'm here to be a game changer and develop a culture of excellence. And we've made moves so far that show that ambition. And so we're going to continue to make those moves. We're going to continue to bring a culture along that fans are seeing and feeling proud of, and results will speak for themselves. So that's what we can say. A lot of what we want to say, we can say championships, we can say all these things, but the proof's in the pudding, and that we'll see when these results start rolling in who we really are.
Since you are the head coach of FC Dallas, can you say that Dallas is better than Houston, even though I believe you are from Houston?
I am from Houston, but FC Dallas is top. We're on our way, and I love this organization. And we get to battle Houston, come Saturday. So we'll get to see who's on top.
Saturday, 7:30 against Houston. You can check it out on Apple TV. They got the season pass. And then I know you guys are on the road again the next week with Colorado, but I want to make sure everybody's aware March 8th against Chicago will be the home opener. So season opener this weekend, home opener a couple of weeks from now. Coach, thank you very much for jumping on with us.
No, guys, pleasure to be with you anytime.
Ladies and gentlemen, FC Dallas head coach Eric Quill right here on 105.3 The Fan, and we're going to be picking back up with our FC Dallas coverage 1:30s on Wednesday going forward. So hope you guys are hyped up for the season, the opener against Houston, and we'll have more players, and I'm sure the coach again as we go along. Coming up next, it's supposed to be crosstalk, Mike. Is there anything particular you want to get to here? Do you want to just do your thing in crosstalk, or do you want direction?
We never know. That's the thing.
That's
I don't
true.
Know. Like, you, it's a good question. When it happens, you'll know.
Okay.
And sometimes you won't know.
That feels like a threat.
Well, I'm just telling you what happens.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen, mm-hmm. but you'll know, and then sometimes you won't know and be confused. Next.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Excellent, Heggy. How are you?
I am doing well because we've made it to the end.
3 days in a row with just me.
Mm.
Bless you, Heggy. Bless you.
I would have never expected my last three shows to just be me and you.
And Corey is very sick. He's not going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, I talked to him. He's not doing well right now. Yeah. He's battling.
Yes, absolutely. I still think he'll be there for spring training, and I know he like really, really wants to be there for spring training. But hey, just giving people an update.
Is what he has, is that contagious? Is that a contagious virus?
Yeah, he's got multiple things going on right now he's battling with. So yeah, he's got to stay away from folks, but it sounded like he felt better.
He feels like he's on the maybe on the other
maybe,
side.
Maybe, but yeah,
not
I said,
too
bro,
far on
I
the
said,
other
I'll
side.
See you in Arizona. Don't be showing up. You know?
Especially getting on a plane.
I think he, by then, because that'll be Sunday.
They're thinking Sunday he might be okay.
Yeah.
Just get in a car and drive. I've done it.
How long does it take to drive there?
I think it's 15 hours to Surprise.
Okay.
I think I stopped in El Paso. Like, that's as far as I got on day one, got a hotel room, and then drove the next day the rest of the way there. Like, maybe 5 hours from El Paso.
What's your comfortability in terms of length of drive? Because I know you popped over to New Orleans.
Yeah, I drove over. The furthest I've ever drove straight was 22 hours.
Wow.
That was from Green Bay.
Was that just you?
Yeah, me in a Ryder truck, in a U-Haul truck. I drove from Green Bay to College Station.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, where my mom and dad were. But I just drove straight through. Is it kind of the adrenaline? Get there, get it done.
My longest straight drive was my last game in D.C. We actually played in Philadelphia, took the train back from Philly to D.C. as the team. And the ESPN said, hey, we want you to do baseball tonight for the playoffs. And I was like, great. And they're like, we are going to fly you out of Dallas this day. So I literally drove from D.C. and didn't stop till I got to Dallas, slept, packed a few things, and then flew up to, I forget where they fly you into, but then you had to take about an hour drive to Bristol, Connecticut.
How long did you say that was, give or take?
D.C. to Dallas? I want to say 20 hours, but I might be, I might be exaggerating. Maybe it's 18.
Yeah.
I'd have to, map it and see. But yeah, the tough thing is I was eating a lot of sugar to stay awake and then drinking a lot of soda. So then there were a couple times, I will admit, a big gulp Coke cup, I just peed in that while I was still driving.
There you go. That's strong right there. That's efficient.
Because I can't stop every 30 minutes to pee.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. I don't have quite that constitution when it comes to driving, but I did back-to-back 14-hour days, and at the end of it...
That's still a crazy long amount to drive.
And I only got 4 or 5 hours of sleep in between.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, I was so exhausted, I felt like worse than drunk driving.
Oh, man.
Really having a hard time maintaining and focusing. Mm. And that's, where the best feat of strength I could do, I guess the real strength would be to not get that tired.
Yeah.
But it was at that point I realized I'm never driving more than 10 hours in a single day again because it was dangerous.
I figured out that when I was driving that truck that, they don't have cruise control on the trucks. So I took one of my golf clubs out and used the hand, the handle down on the gas and then put my hand on the club head and pushed it just and
how
held
many
it down.
Minutes Holy. Did it take you to kind of get your feel for that?
It didn't take long because my foot was it was in that position where you're trying to press the gas.
Yeah, it sucks.
And it was in that lock position and my ankle was hurting so bad I was willing to do anything. I was thinking, okay, got a bat. The bat wasn't far enough. I couldn't get so I took a golf club and pushed it down and it worked really well.
That is amazing ingenuity there.
Just thinking.
Now, go ahead.
Just new definition of a driver.
That's true. Good.
Very good.
That is very good.
Very good.
Any long-haul drives for y'all?
I've done the Orlando deal in one shot, which is basically a 20-plus hour drive, which was wild. I did rotate with a buddy of mine, so we switched off on driving. Still. 16 hours and 7 minutes would be Plano to Surprise, Arizona, if Corey wanted to drive it. That's a long one. But it's possible, and it's doable.
Yeah, I logged multiple back-to-back-to-back 10-plus hour days when me and Brandon were up road tripping in Wyoming, Montana, and all that because he wasn't old enough to drive. So he was delightful. He was a great, car companion, but he couldn't help out driving.
One of the funny long-haul stories I remember of John Schneider, who's this Seattle GM.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
that's Rob Schneider.
He was in... They were coming down break from Minneapolis all the way down to South Padre.
Holy moly.
And they were driving down from Minneapolis, and they hit the Texas line, and they were all excited. John goes, we got about 9 more. And he goes, 9 hours later, he says, "It on the way back, he said it was the worst trip he'd ever been on.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's thinking, he hits the Texas border. He's like, we're there. We're getting there. And I'm like, bro, you weren't even close.
It's so deceptive because if you're bouncing down through Kansas or Oklahoma or whatever, you're like, okay, so maybe a couple more hours. And you're like, dude,
no,
you're not even close.
Not even close.
There's a point yesterday with the weather where the panhandle was 7 degrees and then down in Brownsville was 82.
Yeah.
That is
the cold front was blowing in.
That is absolutely, absolutely crazy.
I just want to give a shout out to Joe over here because Joe brought us Angelo and Vito's pizza.
Yes, outstanding.
Which I believe from Plano, right? So
Yeah. Independence and Legacy, I think, is where this location is. They used to have one as well by Cinemark West Plano. That one closed down, but Joe's on it, man.
Yeah, I know that place.
Yeah, yeah, it was right by there. So, and I used to think that it was a front. Maybe that location was a front for something else. I can't prove that or deny that.
Okay, for the record, there's a vacuum repair shop that is legit like 5 minutes from our house. My wife is convinced. It's been there forever. My wife is convinced. I don't know if it's because she saw Breaking Bad or whatever.
Yeah.
That is a money laundering front or there's something going on.
When I binged Breaking Bad, I couldn't help but do that pretty much everywhere I went. I was like, is there something fishy going on here?
That's why he's here. He's already been to so many markets.
It was just really just sell meth for him. That was the best.
How can we just get into the business?
Yeah.
I need to know Gus Fring over here.
What a fascinating take from that show.
I'm looking for a cook.
I should get into the drug selling business.
This guy's making a ton of money. How can I get involved?
It's a good ad for
Did
drug
you see
selling.
Lay on that pallet of money. What Ooh, could go wrong?
That looks fun.
All right, Mike.
Yeah. Is it last time in this studio?
Okay.
Ever?
Is there?
Thank God.
And you'll still be on the show.
Are you starting to get emotional? I can see a little tear.
I've been here for a long time since the 12th floor days.
That's true.
And now the 11th floor is retired. That's it. It's over.
We'll continue to do the show.
I don't know. I mean, did baseball continue when Babe Ruth retired?
Yes.
Did basketball continue when Michael Jordan retired?
Yes. All of the times.
What about Gretzky and hockey?
Yes. We're literally still talking about hockey like today.
Okay. First time for everything, I guess.
Yeah. There's never been radio without Bassick.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
That's why we're going to be listening to the radio when the Ranger games come around.
I know. Because Eric Nadel's a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer.
That is true.
Just remember, radio, I'll go in your Hall of Fame if you need it.
Okay.
The sales pitch.
You accept the invitation.
Magnanimous gesture from Mike Bassick right there.
I'll check my schedule. I don't know when you do the Hall of Fame things, but if my schedule's clear, I'll get there and
Is
tell
that
you.
Your pitch? Just I don't check know my when schedule. You do the Hall of Fame things, and if I'm not busy... Then I'll go into your Hall of Fame.
Yeah, like what if I already have dinner plans?
What if he's just taking a load off?
Yeah.
Then you should stop that and go to the Hall of Fame.
For a fee.
True, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Nothing's for free.
I know, I've met Mike. I know.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll give him a discount.
Okay. That's so nice of you.
You just got to tell me how long it's going to be.
What do you got?
And we go in order of last name. Because I should be first. That way, if I need to leave early, I can.
But remember, Mike, he who is last shall be first.
Yeah, that's true. In certain cases.
Okay. What do you guys get coming up on the program today?
Amazing.
Pure Gold as always, Haggy. Yes. Thanks for asking. We will have Greg Wyshynski, ESPN hockey guy, at 3:20. Tell us about the Dallas Stars here and, of course, the Four Nations Final. And at 4 o'clock, Tommy Yarish, one of the new guns up there at DallasCowboys.com.
Yeah, I met him. He's a nice guy. He's a Tolo.
Yeah.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say goodbye forever, Kevin.
I mean, I will see you next week.
No guarantees.
Oh, my God.
And take a load off!
Oh, my God.